If you didn't know the Hawthorne boys, you probably weren't from around here. They were the center of attention even when attention wasn't warranted. Like right then when Rowan, the oldest Hawthorne, was taking his usual morning jog. It would have just been a shirtless guy jogging, but Rowan made the thermometer on the hotness spectrum spill mercury with his looks. I'd always found him attractive, but the women in town decided there had been a turning point in which he'd gone from a really good-looking kid to a hot-as-hell man. And so, every morning, like clockwork, while I was lifting the last of the rolls of fabric into my truck and the moms were loading their minivans, for just a few short minutes, they stopped to watch Rowan. It had only been 2 weeks since I'd been back in town, and I'd already stopped looking. But I could tell exactly the pattern in which the sweat dripped down his back and chest. I didn't even need to close my eyes to recount where the tiny birthmarks were on his broad shoulders. And I didn't need to delve that far into the past to tell you the way his blue eyes hazed and his Adam's apple bobbed when he was turned on. I didn't have to imagine any of it like some of those women did when they were with their own husbands. I'd had him once. I hopped into the truck, slid the key into the ignition, and held my breath, praying that it would start. Last summer, when I'd been home for a month, I hadn't thought this thing would be around much longer. So I was both surprised and disappointed when I'd come back for this short visit and found that it was still running. Sort of. It wasn't that I hated the truck, because I didn't. It was that the thought of the truck finally giving up the good fight acted as scissors to one of the last ties I had to this place. Again, it wasn't that I didn't love it here. It was that every time I visited, I felt like this place would threaten to suck me into a sinkhole and I'd be stuck for good. I wasn't even sure why I felt that way.